the Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America.
With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wit with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Hurry, Cato! Here's where we smash a tax racket!
Get a remake on page one for next edition. Reed says we gotta go soft on Fraser.
For what?
Lawyers, expert. Lawyers! They say we're getting a little too definite.
Well, if the guy's a crook, why not call him a crook?
Search me. But Reed hires our lawyers to keep us out of hot water, so we're turning down the fire.
Okay, you're the boss.
Oh, Mr. Gunnigan, have you a moment to spare?
Me with a late edition to get out and a remake on page one, and you ask me if I have time to spare. The answer is no, but what is it?
Well, you see, these figures...
Four of them, eh? Don't you financial editors ever get tired of figures?
Well, I think perhaps it's a scandal.
Well, there are some figures that are pretty nice, Potter. Pretty nice. Now you take those dresses the gals are wearing.
Please, Mr. Gunnigan. I've been checking over some of the sales tax figures, and I think there's something wrong.
The Sentinel doesn't pay a sales tax, Potter.
Will you look at these?
Okay, but I'm no accountant. What's this figure in red?
That's the amount the state sales tax department announced they collected for the last fiscal year.
And this one here?
Well, that's what they should have collected. You see, I took the yearly retail sales made in the state as given by the Chamber of Commerce and other bodies.
Wait a minute. You mean the sales tax is 200 shy of what it should be?
$240,862.76. Of course, that's only approximate.
240? And you call that only approximate?
Well, that is...
Come on, we're going places.
Oh, Mr. Gunnigan, my arm...
Hey, Axford.
Yeah, Gunnigan?
Hold that remake. I think Potter's got something.
You don't want the front page changed. But what about Fraser? Hey, where are you going?
Come along, my little pigeon. We're going in to see the big boss Reed.
Gangway there, gangway.
This is very interesting, Potter. I think you've dug up something. If this is true, Fraser's department is shy 200,000 or more.
Mr. Reed.
Yeah?
You persist in being indefinite. It's 240,800.
Never mind the details, Potter. Any way you look at it, it's big.
Think we can use it, Reed?
Don't you?
Well, the lawyers...
Forget the lawyers, Gunnigan. Surely they can't object if the Sentinel publishes the figures, can they?
Well...
You sure these are correct, Potter?
I can't vouch for the sources, Mr. Reed, but as far as they go...
You've made no errors in calculation.
Mr. Reed.
Oh, yes, forgive me. You have an adding machine for a brain. Get busy on this right away, Gunnigan.
Right.
Yes, Mr. Reed.
Miss Case, I want circulation to send up two men. I'll make it one.
One man from circulation.
Now, the biggest and toughest they have, that's all.
What's that for, Mr. Reed?
For you, Potter.
For me?
Gunnigan is putting your figures in the paper. The Sentinel will ask if it calls for an investigation.
And boy, there's no one I'd rather see investigated than Fraser.
Fraser's got some tough connections. When that news hits the street, you'll have it the next edition, Gunnigan?
Yeah, Reed, we can make the deadline.
Well, there you are, Potter. I want to make sure you're well guarded. One man from circulation and action will make sure nothing happens to you.
I mean,
I don't want the source of information to get beaten up by any gorillas Fraser might put on your tail.
Beaten up?
We'll give it a full 8-column spread, Reed. Flash it big.
What in the world?
Potter!
Miss Case, get some water. Potter's fainted.
Let me see that, Prentice.
It's all there, right on the front page.
200,000 missing from sales tax rolls. Where is it? Nice headline.
Shall I call your lawyer, Mr. Fraser?
No. Put the phone down, Prentice.
But isn't that libel?
Pretty smart of Reed. You see, he didn't make any accusations. Merely asked the question. Can't bring action for that.
But this is apt to bring an investigation.
I see it was the financial editor of the Sentinel who uncovered this missing amount.
Fraser, you took that money. How can you be so calm?
Yes, I've got to do something. If But what?
If this should be followed up, it would eventually lead straight to you.
Prentice, you're too excited.
With that headline staring you in the face, how can you be so...
So calm? I'll tell you, my dear. You and I and several others are the only ones who know I took that money from the sales tax funds.
But, Mr. Frazier...
Others may suspect, but that's all. Would you mind the door?
Oh. But, Mr. Frazier, if you're called to account
Prentice,
for this...
Well, that's better. Now, understand this. The collection of the state sales tax is a very widespread job. It goes through thousands of hands before I get my hands on it. Any investigation would have to follow the same course. That would take time, you see. Quite a good deal of time. So, I'm going to call for an investigation myself.
You what?
Yes, I think that's the thing to do.
But your bank accounts, they'd show clearly
that...
When
the time comes, my bank accounts will show nothing. Oh, by the way, what's the name of that financial editor of the Sentinel? It's right there.
Let me see. Potter.
Yes, Potter. That's it. I'll have to take care of Mr. Potter.
How?
And then there's Scanlon. I ought to take care of Scanlon, too.
Scanlon is one of your top assistants.
He's too ambitious, don't you think? Much too ambitious. And so honest, it's a shame. Scanlon and Potter. Two birds with one stone.
Frazier, what have you got up your sleeve?
Get in touch with Scar, Prentice. Tell him...
That hoodlum?
Hoodlums come in handy, Prentice. Tell him to be here tonight. The back way.
Where are you going?
I'm going to start an investigation, Prentice, that will end up with Potter dead, Scanlon behind bars, and...
And what about you?
Why, I'll be in the clear, Prentice. Absolutely in the clear.
Publisher's office, Miss Case. Oh, yes, Sally. Mr. Reed's here. Who wants to see him? Well, good grief, just a second.
What's trouble, Casey?
Who is it, Miss Case?
Mr. Reed is... Well, it's Frazier out in the reception room.
Frazier? Holy cats, Reed. Here comes a libel suit. That story...
Settle in, Miss Case.
No, Reed, don't do it. Duck out of sight. We'll get rid of him.
Why do that?
But, Mr. Reed...
You heard me, Miss Case.
Okay, it's your funeral. Have him come in, Sally.
Reed, I know that politician. You've let yourself in for something. He'll come up here raising the roof.
That's a solid roof, Dunnigan.
He blasted off.
Shh, the door.
Mr. Reed?
Well, come in, Frazier.
Nick is a lamb, Dunnigan.
Well, I'll...
Reed, that was a fine story you had in the Sentinel today. I appreciate it. Something wrong with your secretary?
Anything wrong, Miss Casey?
No, I just... I'm getting out of here.
Leave the door open, Casey. Me too.
Well, what brought that on?
The shock, Frazier. You see, we rather expected you to be burnt up about that story.
Just the opposite, Reed. That story is the cause of an investigation in my department.
You mean you're starting an investigation?
Yes.
On your own hook?
I am.
You're not afraid of it, eh?
Reed, it's apparent that money is missing from the sales tax collection.
Yeah, it's apparent now.
Yes, I admit I should have seen it before, but, well, I couldn't believe my suspicions of Scanlon.
Scanlon?
One of my best men. Confidentially, Reed, I think he's the guilty one.
Scanlon, you know, I thought it was you.
Me?
And I still think so. You're not trying to set this Scanlon fellow up as a scapegoat, are you?
Well, of course not. I know the Sentinel hasn't been especially friendly toward me.
That's an understatement, Frazier. We've done all we can to expose you. However, let's see what the investigation brings out. Shall we?
At all. What makes Frazier so confident?
You worried, Mr. Reed?
I thought that story would knock the props out from under Frazier. But he welcomed an investigation, took the lead in starting it.
He's not guilty?
Caleb, if Frazier didn't take that money, I'll eat a complete edition of the Sentinel with printer's ink as a sauce. I'm positive.
Dark outside, Mr. Reed.
Yes, it is, Caleb. Very dark. Dark enough for us to go out as the Green Hornet. Yet, what are we looking for? Why did Frazier mention Miss Scanlon? What's he got up his sleeve?
Okay, Frazier, you sent for me. What do you got?
Take this gun, Scar. It won't be traced.
Who do I use then?
A man named Potter. Here's his address.
Potter.
Now get this. All of it. I don't want to repeat. Scanlon, one of my assistants, is calling on Potter tonight. He has an envelope. He doesn't know it, but that envelope contains $20,000. It'll appear that Scanlon is going to see Potter either to bribe him or to kill him for digging up this sales tax investigation.
What?
You will use the gun to kill Potter and leave it there. So it'll appear that Scanlon committed murder. I want Scanlon to take the rap for the missing money. And this will do it very nicely. It'll be up to you to see that Potter is dead and the gun is linked with Scanlon as he leaves Potter's house.
None, Potter. Strong is watching the back of your house, and I'm here with you to take care of the front.
Well, you needn't keep repeating it, Axford.
If Fraser tried to get even with you, we're going to see that he don't.
Well, why should he? He's starting the investigation, isn't he?
Oh, you never can tell about that crook. Reed figures he's planning something phony. And I got a theory.
I'm not interested.
You don't want to hear it?
No.
Oh, you look awful pale, Potter. He ain't going to pull another faint like he did in Reed's office.
Oh, that was nothing. I'm subject to fainting spells. I wasn't afraid at all.
The way Gunnigan was rubbing his hands. I bet he almost wishes something did happen to you.
Please.
Then he could put it in the sentinel.
Oh, why, that's ridiculous.
It's your doorbell. I can see it from here. There's a guy out there. Come on.
I'm going.
No.
You stay here.
No, Potter Reed said I was...
I'm not afraid at all. Now you stay here.
I insist.
Okay, if you're going to be stubborn... I'll be watching.
I'll see who it is.
You may see the man at Potter's door, Kato. He just rang the doorbell.
I see him.
Coming here in the black duty wasn't such a bad idea after all, was it? I don't know who Potter's caller is, but Axford should be able to handle
it. Mr. Baird.
What?
Look, in the shadow.
Good Lord, it's another man. Cato, he's got a gun. I could have flashed the barrel. I don't know what he's up to, but I'm going to find out.
Mr. Brent.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
What do you want?
I have an envelope for you, Mr. Potter.
That's a perfect target. I can't miss.
An envelope? Who are you?
Throw a bead over Scanlon's shoulder.
No, you don't.
What?
Scanlon?
Oh, I got to rub that.
A shot.
Great Scott, Potter. What? Good Lord. Potter, I could have sworn I heard a struggle from back here, but there's no one...
Gun. Hang on the ground.
Why, it's that car. Whoever fired this gun was in that car.
Potter, what happened? Oh, there you are. No, you don't. What? I got you. And with the gun right in your hand.
It wasn't me. I didn't.
Potter's lying on the doorstep, you rat. Just like when he fainted in Reed's office. Only this time it ain't no faint.
I tell you.
If it's murder, you're going to pay for it. Plenty. Golly, it was me that let him answer the door.
You ought to have your head examined. You were told to guard Potter.
Oh, go easy on him, Gunnigan. He feels badly enough about it now.
Why, that bullet only missed by a whisker, Casey.
You don't have to tell me, Gunnigan. Golly, when I heard the shot and seen Potter lying on the ground,
I fainted.
Sure you fainted, Potter. But holy crow, I thought you was dead.
Well, at least you got the man, Axford.
Yeah, Casey, he's behind the bars right now.
Oh, Gunnigan.
Yeah, Reed.
Great work on that yarn last night. It was a close call for you, Potter, wasn't it?
I shudder when I think of it, Mr. Reed.
Gunnigan, I want you to go easy on Scanlon in the future edition.
Go easy?
Reed, the guy's a killer.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. Did he seem like a killer to you, Potter?
Well, I don't think so. I thought I heard a commotion behind him. And that shot, I'm not sure it was Scanlon who fired it.
Ah, Potter, you're nuts. Golly, didn't I find him with the gun in his fist?
He had an envelope with it, Mr. Reed, with 20,000 in bills in it.
And just what does that prove, Miss Kay?
Well, Scanlon knew the investigation would expose him.
Yeah, it's a cinch to figure, Reed. Scanlon was going to bribe Potter to lay off any more articles on the missing money. When Potter wouldn't bribe, Scanlon tried to plug him. Simple as ABC.
Is it? How about it, Potter? Did Scanlon mention anything like that?
No, Mr. Reed. He didn't mention a bribe.
Besides getting it, why should Scanlon bribe Potter? The damage was already done. It was too late.
Well, maybe he was too excited to think clearly.
You ask me. Someone sent Scanlon over there.
That's what Scanlon claimed, Reed. He kept saying Frazier sent him. But Frazier says no.
You ask me. Scanlon's in jail, and that's where he belongs.
Gunnigan speaking.
Hey, Gunnigan. Get in here full of this.
Larry, Reed.
Let me take it, Gunnigan. Are you at the jail, Larry?
Yeah, that's right, boss. And get this. They found over 30,000 bucks in Scanlon's bank account, and he can't explain where he got it.
30,000? But there should be more than 200,000 missing.
240,800
and... Potter, would you stop quoting them exact figures? You're driving us bats.
Well, we should be exact.
Never mind, Potter. Well, Larry, what about it? Where is the missing money?
Well, he's got the rest of it someplace else, or, well, he's sucking the market. No matter how you look at it, Scanlon is guilty.
Scanlon guilty? Well, it looks that way.
It is that way, Reed. You can't ask me to go easy on Scanlon now. It's a clear-cut case.
There it is, Cato. All down in black and white on the front page of the Sentinel. Scanlon's been framed, and you and I are the only outsiders to know it.
Yes, Mr. Betts.
If we hadn't gone to Potter's home, Potter would be dead now. And Scanlon would be even worse off. As it was, I barely had time enough to deflect Scar's aim as he fired.
The newspaper says Scanlon had the money, Mr. Betts.
Well, what of it? Frazier could easily put that $30,000 in Scanlon's bank account just as easily as he planned the rest.
That is true.
Where is Scar now, Cato?
The old factory near River, Mr. Betts.
Sure he's still tied?
Oh, yes.
Fine. You check the Black Beauty. Got the gas weapon and the Hornet mask. It's time for us to move out. Car's in perfect shape, Cato.
Ready to go, Mr. Betts.
You take the wheel, Cato. Let's see how soon you can get us to the old factory. I want to have a talk with Scar about his boss.
Like a rock pile. What's the idea?
You can't see us very well, can you, Sky?
I never had a good look at you. Grabbed me right after I do a job, yanked me into my car.
Yes, I preferred to use your car. My assistant got mine away from Potter's.
If Frazier's changed his plans, why didn't he tell me before it was too late? I might have been there by the cops.
The excitement covered it, Sky.
Who are you? You ain't working for Frazier.
Light a match. You want to know who we are.
Fired up and gagged. When Frazier learns about this... You're wearing a mask, ain't you?
I always do, Scar.
You can't scare me with that phony stuff. The Hornet?
Stay right there.
Sure, I ain't moving. If I know it was the Hornet, I wouldn't have been so flippant.
What do you know about Frazier?
Me?
He hired you to do a job on Potter, didn't he?
Yeah, and I done. I seen Potter go down.
You... What's that?
Sure. You tried to stop me, but it didn't work. I plugged him first.
That is not...
Quiet.
Was the little guy going to say something?
No, Scar, nothing important. It's just that Frazier...
Huh? What about Frazier?
You haven't seen the papers, have you?
How could I see him? I've been tied up here. What about the papers?
Nothing.
Come on, give. There's a sounding phony. Come on, I can feel it.
You're a fool to trust Frazier, Scar.
Trust him? You mean he...
You tell me what you know about Frazier, and I might explain.
Listen, Hornet, something's going on. That guy, that Frazier... If he's the real enemy, did he rat? Why don't you answer me? Do the cops know I've done the killing? Hornet, say something.
Tell me if you have anything on Frazier, Scar.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I know. Frazier, he's at the brink. He's a Mr. Big. It was him from Scanlon in his spot.
Shall I take that, Frazier?
Yes, Prentice.
Hello? Yes, we're looking for Scar. Have you seen anything? Nothing, huh? Well, keep trying.
Dutcher?
Yes, he's been all over town. No trace of Scar.
Nobody's seen him since last night. The fool shot and missed, and then he ran.
I don't like it, Mr. Fraser.
Can't say that I do either.
Why should Scar stay away?
Perhaps he got scared. After all, I sent him to bump off Potter, and he didn't do it.
He had some money coming, didn't he?
For missing his target? I don't pay for mistakes, Prentice. Scar knows that.
Maybe that's it. He failed in
but
me.
But the fool must have seen the papers. By now he must know that even with Potter alive, Scanlon's in jail for a murder attempt. That the entire press is calling Scanlon guilty of stealing the tax money. Not me. Even a lame brain like Scar can read that.
Is it as simple as that?
Why, they're even calling off the investigation and concentrating on Scanlon. Doesn't that prove it, Prentice?
Well...
And I have the money, the rest of it. 10 bank books, all under different names. So far, the police have 50,000. Well, I had to give that up to make it look as if Scanlon was the one. And it was worth it.
But Scar...
Yes, I know. Everything appears to be smooth as silk. But I'd feel a lot better if I knew where Scar was right now.
That's all I know. That's it. It works. Oh, now, come on, Hornet. Tell me. Tell me before I go nuts. What's the Fraser been doing?
You know quite a lot about him, don't you, Scar?
Well, he'll quit. Quit basing me. What's the Fraser
been... All right, Scar. Suppose someone saw you last night.
Someone? Huh?
When you fired at Potter.
But Potter's dead.
But what about Scanlon?
But it was the dark. Scanlon? You see me?
What would Fraser do if Scanlon claimed that you fired that shot?
You mean that the cops, they look for me now? You mean if Fraser didn't cover for me?
There's quite a story in the papers.
Well, I go for the gun. Scanlon must have picked it up.
If he had time to pick it up, Scar.
You mean there's no fingerprint? Scanlon, he didn't grab the gun? I left it this
way.
There
was a man inside the house. He came out when he heard the shot.
I got it. I don't need no diagram. Just the guy inside to come out too fast. It's into the gun. Scanlon never had a chance to touch it. But I don't leave no fingerprints. I wore gloves.
I didn't need fingerprints.
Yeah, that's all right. The Scanlon seen me. So Fraser figures I'm in the soup, huh? So he's cutting me loose, huh?
You think it's funny, huh?
Yeah, sure it's funny, Hornet. With what I know about Fraser, he's got it to protect me. If the cops are dragging me in for that murder, I could prove it.
I didn't say Fraser wants the cops to get you, Scar.
Hey, better not. What do you mean?
Come along to the door. I want to show you something.
No, I don't.
Come along. Open the door.
Okay.
Take a look, Scar. There's a little more light here.
You hold a gun. Hornet,
finish it, Scar.
That's for me, ain't it? For me.
Fraser doesn't have to protect you, Scar.
No. I'd rather go to the cops. Billy, the
I'm sure you'd rather go to the police. If you get the chance.
So that's it. Fraser hired you to rob me out. I spill all I know to you, and you've been sent to rob me out.
Take a deep breath, Scar. Enjoy the fresh air while you can, and take a good look outside. It's your last. That's your car parked right across the street. You won't drive it anymore, Scar. You want
no
to...
No chance. Let me go. I'm... Stop. Antonio, nobody's getting me.
Look at him run, Cato, like a scared rabbit.
It's Vitt. His car.
No, Cato, must... let him go.
But he...
Don't you get it, Cato. I want him to get away because I know just what he's going to do.
Well, confess, Scanlon, you did it.
I tell you, Sergeant, I didn't do it. I didn't. I never took a penny of that tax money in my life.
What about the dough you had in your bank account? What about taking a shot at Potter? I was there. I seen you.
I didn't do any of those things. None of them. Fraser sent me over there with that envelope.
Fraser says he didn't.
And that gun? I didn't have a gun. I never saw it.
Ah, golly, Moran, you ain't getting no place.
Okay, Flattery. Take him back to his cell.
This way, Scanlon.
If Scanlon would only tell us where the rest of that dough is, actually, I'd...
What's the difference, Moran? He's guilty. He's got to be.
Yeah, but it ain't a clean case.
Silver and snakes, what more do you want? So he spent the rest of the dough. Do you think he's going to get out of it, do you?
Oh, he'll get convicted, all right. But I wish we could wrap up the loose ends. It's always easier when they confess. Save the state a lot of bother.
Ah, you cops. You want everything on a silver platter. Golly, I catch you a crook and you ain't even grateful.
Yeah, I'm grateful. What do you want me to do? Buy you...
Holy crow, what's that?
It's outside, in the front. Come on.
Go ahead. Put them in the clean. That's going to stay evidence. Fraser, close
hey,
it.
Hey, watch the racket.
Sarge, this hoodlum busts in here.
Good gravy, it's Scott.
Let me give him my step up. I killed Potter. But I tell you, Fraser, give me the order. He called me to bump the Potter off. He's the guy working the frame on the Scanlon.
Holy cow.
Now Fraser tried to rob me out. Me. Just so he don't have nothing to worry about. Well, what are you standing to me for? Go on and grab a Fraser. He's got a bank of books. He took it to stand the dough. Oh, you want to give me the chance by Sunday State's evidence, will you?
That's not up to me, Scar.
Oh, okay. I take it to 10. Better than stuffing a slug in. Get the Fraser. He's the guy.
We'll get him, all right, Scar. We'll have him here in 15 minutes. Buttery, pick up Fraser. I don't care how you do it, but get him.
Okay, Sarge. He'll be here.
And while we're waiting, we'll take all this down, Scar.
Yeah, sure. A confession. I stand. I learn Fraser to rest on me. I give you an offer to fling the book at him.
Got anything to say?
Scar, you fool, you crazy fool.
Yeah? Don't give me the fish-eye, Fraser. You're worse than me, and I'm a paying you off.
Yes, I can see that. Your confession ties me down tight. And the bank books are profound.
We got you dead to rights, Fraser. You stole that tax to yourself and fixed to put the blame on Scanlon. And the whole thing blows up right in your mug.
Don't rub it in. But I don't understand why you did it, Scar.
Because you pulled the Green Hornet at me. You hired him to rub me out, so you'll be extra safe.
The Hornet?
You're mad, Scar. I never hired the Hornet.
He was going to rub me out following your orders. I knew he'd catch up with me sometime. That's why I give him myself up. I'd rather take my chances for doing that job on Potter than by ducking at the Hornet.
You don't know it, Scar, but that's funny.
What's funny about it?
You killed Potter. That's what you think?
Huh? What are you standing to me for, Grace?
Hey, Reed, you brought him, huh?
Yes, Sergeant. I happened to stop at his house when the police were, so I came along.
I got you a message, Sergeant. You wanted me?
Well, what?
Take a good look, Scar.
What for that came of that spotter, the guy I shot?
Haven't you seen the newspapers? You missed him.
No, I seen him fall.
Well, I fainted.
Fainted?
Now you see what you've done, you idiot. Everything was fixed. Scanlon was framed perfectly. And you let the Green Hornet fool you into spilling everything. Everything!
Well, Fraser, whoever the Hornet is or whatever his reasons, this is one time he's done the state a favor. He's put you behind bars.
Popular radio dramas created by George W. Trendle are a copyrighted feature of the Green Hornets Incorporated. All characters, names, places, and incidents used are fictitious.